Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. Today's topic is priorities. Yes, we all have them. And for many, they are the same. And for some, they're very different. Now, of course, if we look at the true definition of priorities, it means something that is more important than other things that needs to be done or dealt with first, or something that is regarded as more important than something else. Okay, but priorities and daily priorities are two different things, right? Even though some may overlap. So like when we talk about priorities as a whole, like example, my priorities in life are my family, my health, my clients, my career. Those are like my top priorities. But then when I talk about my daily priorities, of course, again, it's my family and it's my food for the day, my exercise, my chores, work. Okay, so even though some overlap, you still have your priorities and your daily priorities. And it's so important that you know your priorities and what is most important to you. In a perfect world, of course, we would want to do everything and give our full attention to everything every day, but it's impossible. That's how we get overwhelmed. I am constantly reminding my kids, when life gets overwhelming, list your priorities and follow through with them. Not every task is equally important, even though you may feel like it is. Put the most important tasks that have to be done closer to the top of the list. And when you prioritize, you're allowing yourself to identify the important tasks at that moment. And you give those tasks more attention, more energy, and time. It allows you to spend more time on the right things. You know, we face multiple demands on our time and energy every day. And it's often these demands that we didn't schedule that override the original schedule, resulting in feeling of losing control. Now, it's usually when this happens that you grab something you shouldn't be eating, right? Something comes into your schedule that you weren't planning on, that you had to do or you have to do, and now it has disrupted your list of priorities. So what do? You grab something, you eat it, and now you feel out of control because now you're like, okay, I just went off my program. I'm off my program, so I'm going to eat something else. And now you realize you're prioritizing how much more you're going to eat today instead of focusing back on your list. Now, what I want you to understand through this is don't grab and eat when things go a little bit awry in your life, okay? Because what you have to remember is when you stay focused, okay, you stay in control, that's what's going to help you get through that dilemma. That's what's going to help you get through that extra priority or that extra challenge that has reached into your list and decided, I need to be on this now. Remember, the most important priority to keep you at your best to get you through everything else you have to do and get you through the unforeseen demands, the answer is always going to be eating on program. Eat on program, follow your meals and snacks, get your exercise in. I promise you, when you do that, it is going to help you with those list of demands you have, with those list of priorities and any extra challenges that come on your path. Eating clean, staying on program, sticking with your exercise, sticking with your meals and snacks always has to be one of your top priorities because when you can feel in control with that, everything else is easy. While family, work, school, exercise, friends, parties, celebrations, the beach, whatever it is, it's right at the top of the list for that day. Eating on program is what helps you be 100% with all your top priorities. Why? Because when you're on program, you feel great. And when you feel great, you are a better mom, dad, wife, husband, son, daughter, worker, friend, whatever it is. You are better at it, or all of them. When you are eating on program, you feel healthy, fit, strong. You can think better, you react calmer, and you give better advice to those who need it. You enjoy so much more in life when you feel good. When your jeans are fitting you, or when your jeans are loose, or your clothes just fit now, your whole world could be falling apart, and you feel like, it's good, I got this. I put my jeans on, I feel great today, okay? When your jeans are tight, You can't fit in your shorts. Your world is falling apart. You are falling apart with it. Now, of course, I'm just using the clothes as an example, but we know how much it means to us to feel good in our body. If you want to really be there and be strong and take care of everything in your life 100%, you have to take care of yourself first and make sure you are in a good place, because only then will you be able to take care of everything else properly 100%. When you are on program, you're feeling amazing. You're the best you can be for yourself, your family, your friends, and for your job. You will even exercise better and more often when you are eating on program. So at the end of the day, eating on program helps you stay focused so you can perfect all the other priorities in your life. So how do we really do this? Well, one tip is put yourself in the driver's seat when it comes to your time. If you don't plan out how you want your day to go, it's very easy to end up in the reactive mode. This is why I'm always talking to you about the importance of planning and preparing. If you don't plan and prepare, when you get hungry, you will react. When something goes wrong in your day, you will react. You'll grab anything in sight. When you know what you are doing, you don't have to think about it. Whether you're doing the 5-hour, the detox, the regular innovation, you have your food set. You know where you're going. You know what you're doing. You know what you're eating. You know you will stay on your game and be able to put 100% into all the other priorities and feel amazing at the same time. You have to remember, you are responsible for you, no one else. Remind yourself frequently that you are ultimately the one who is responsible for how you use your time, your effort, your energy. How it's all spent is up to you. Like many others, you will still get off track at times and have to deal with surprises that pop up. We all do. This happens to us all, whether it's in family, jobs, personal life, whatever it is. Regardless of what pops up in your life, you will be able to handle it. Harsh times will occur throughout our lives. We can't control that, but it's up to us how we react to them. I want you to always remember this. It's not what happens in life that is as important as how we react to it. And if you are on program, you're in control, you're feeling good, you're feeling strong, you're feeling healthy, you will truly be able to handle things so much better than if something harsh comes up and you are already in a negative place, both mentally and physically. For those of you who have been on program and are currently on program, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We have had hundreds of clients return this past month. It happens all the time. Summer's coming, people fell off, or they just need a little check-in, or they just want to get a little bit better place for the summer. For me, I'm truly grateful when clients return because it makes me happy. They know I fully understand how life can get in the way. And it doesn't take much to get you off your path or just to have a little extra. I never judge. To me, it's all about moving forward. Don't dwell on the negative, move forward in the positive. Because moving forward positive is the only thing that is going to get you to where you want to be. That's all that matters. There's nothing I want more for my clients than to be the best they can be every day and feel the best they can. I know how feeling good can literally affect everything else in your life. I love when I get the messages. They are so happy to be back on program, and how when they are on program, they just feel so much better, happier. They love when everything starts fitting again and that feeling of being in control. There's nothing compared to it. You know, I've talked to so many clients lately about priorities, and the scale is always one, okay? Shouldn't be. It should be the way you feel, but we know how important that low number is to you. We know at the moment it feels like everything, but the truth is when you are on program, you're eating clean, in control of your day. That's what really makes you feel amazing. So whether you are at your lowest number now or not, it doesn't matter. What matters is when you are back on program, you feel so good. You're in such a mentally and physically great place and in control. And that is really what's life-changing. I tell you all the time, the scale will follow. My final thought to you is we have to remember, we are not given a good life or a bad life. We are given a life, and it's up to us to make it good or bad, happy or sad. Okay? When you're in control, I promise you, you are going to feel like you have a really good life no matter what's going on. Okay? I hope this helps. I hope everyone has the most amazing, happy, healthy week. Hugs and love from me to all of you.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.